Hello, everyone. It's me, Pink Hood with Green Hood, and Johnny.
Hey, thank you for sticking around through the technical difficulties.
Yep, thank you, guys. Appreciate it. All right, so what do we have planned going on?
United has had a shit storm happen.
Oh,
where
yeah.
They've lost stock, which is deserved after they fuck up.
From what I heard about this doctor though is that he was later found guilty of exchanging drugs for sex. That's what I'm hearing on many sources.
Allegedly.
So I guess now we can, if it's true, I guess we now understand why he was in such a hurry.
Oh, yeah. It's almost like, so sex loving United now? Or what would it be?
United beating.
It's almost
beating the competition to a whole new level.
Exactly.
Yeah. And to the point where they face backlash then they apologize on TV, which could be debated as just for cameras.
Yeah.
And taking it from that, if it isn't hard felt, or if there's no understanding there, who really, what is the gist of it?
But what is the justification?
Are they just trying to win back stakeholders and make sure PR, everything just goes?
I have no idea, but that $800 million drop is
ouch.
That's a hit.
That's all I gotta say about that. Ouch.
Yeah. That's pretty. What I'm loving right now is that there are so many other airlines at the moment that it's absolutely trolling United now.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. And we can't forget the memes.
Yeah.
The memes are great, too.
Oh, the memes are amazing. What I find funny is that all these memes and whatnot that you're seeing is actually on the verified social media accounts of those airlines. So whoever's in charge of running the social media accounts is posting this up and everybody's absolutely loving it. Like, let's take Emirates Airline. Fly the Friendly Skies with the Real Airline. That's one. Royal Jordanian. We are here to keep you # United. Dragging is strictly prohibited.
Southwest,
not you. We would like to remind you that drags on our flight are strictly prohibited by passengers and crew. Air Canada, Fly Air Canada, we have your baggage, but we won't kick the shit out of you.
That's great. So they're using, everyone is using United to set the tone. And also make sure to kick them while they're down, too.
Exactly.
So, right now, United Airlines, everybody's just having a field day with United Airlines. There's nothing to it. They're just having one big, giant field day. And
exactly.
The internet is absolutely loving it.
Oh, yeah.
So what I'm still trying to figure out, though, about all this is what was the reasoning as to why get violent?
Hasn't there been times where hasn't there been times where people who need to relieve or get rid of their seats need to get reimbursed for their seats? They get decent compensation too, not just the "we're going to toss you off." Thanks for flying United.
I believe policy is
plane.
But I believe policy at the moment. I believe policy at the moment right now for that is, it's like they will reimburse you like a new ticket for the next flight out like right away as soon as they can, and if they can't do that, they reimburse you 200%. So not only do you get back what you originally paid, but you also get back that times two. So that if you have to buy another one, that they should be reimbursing that. That is what I read up on. But I'm still trying to figure out.
Said dragging in person is still fucked up.
Exactly.
Oh, totally. It's still totally fucked. I mean, I understand why he wouldn't want to give up a seat. He was there before anybody else got on. So, you know, he is still a doctor. Granted, he was probably just, you know, exchanging all the drugs and whatnot to get a little 5 minutes of the Hank Pinky going.
Right.
Rolling the Hank,
if
you will.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, little drugs, little money.
Little drugs,
it's
little money.
Eh,
she'll buff out.
Yeah, it's and Red Hood is having.
He's having a field day.
But there's a perfect song for this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Warren Zevon.
Uh-oh.
You know, send lawyers, drugs, and money.
Ah,
lawyers, guns, and money. Oh, boy, never mind.
And he cannot talk. He has lost
and
all
And I it. Messed that one up. Great.
Yeah.
Good job. I'm proud of you.
Points for time.
with that being said, what's the deal on our latest troll? I believe his name is Sean Spicer. What's the what's the deal with him nowadays?
He could be very. I think. I swear he needs to get. Someone needs to pull the plug on him. Because guess what? Him constantly making those comments and saying the comments.
Wait, you're saying about chemical weapons?
Hitler
and the Holocaust?
Assad, isn't that
on Passover?
And
that's what it was on Passover.
No,
Sean Spicer said,
"Open mouth, insert foot."
He deserves to get. I think. He deserves to have shit. Someone needs to come on.
Yep. So, guys, I learned something new from Sean Spicer, and that is that the Holocaust was a lie. Everything that happened in World War II, one of the whole reasons it started was just a big giant lie. Gas chambers. They were never used. Hitler never used gas chambers on his own people. It's just a giant cover up by the fucking Illuminati. That's what's going on at the moment. So, ladies and gentlemen, the world's smartest person. Sean Spicer. I just made everybody really quiet. Okay,
and
that was weird.
I think this is the work of alternative. I swear,
it's alternative facts.
Alternative facts.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's completely true. Alternative facts.
Trying to think of the right thing to say here.
Did he miss the fact in Alternative Facts 101?
Good question. Let me think about that. I don't know. Sean Spicer.
And he did acknowledge a reporter coming from Tweety that he acknowledged a reporter for correcting him. So, is that it?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure. Right now, a lot of it's Trump. I get that,
yeah.
But how the fuck do we have so many dumbasses in office?
Can we just start over?
Can we just currently, at this point in time, I really shouldn't be saying this. It's like, you know, the FBI is going to be at my door, but can we just, like, nuke the White House or something, or Mar-a-Lago, wherever the fuck he is right now, and just start fresh? Can we just do that, please? Can we just completely start fresh? This presidency never happened.
We need a reset button. That's what we need.
A reset button would be very nice.
Yeah. Oh, wait, Staples probably doesn't sell that. They just sell easy buttons.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we can use the easy button after we get rid of them.
Exactly.
True.
That was easy.
Very
yep. Exactly.
Could we just see someone just fail? Someone fail sooner than later because it would benefit everyone.
Yeah.
Just for them to go the fuck away.
Mm-hmm.
Go the fuck
away. Politics in 2017, everybody.
Fiction becomes reality. And he's going on the view of, oh, things are all going to get better. That's good to know, but is that really true? Last time we checked, things haven't exactly been going that way.
No!
We're saying something different than doing it.
Yeah. Yeah,
so if you're trying...
Yeah. Hmm? You're trying what?
So, it's almost like, come on. It's almost like, so fiction becomes reality. You could say whatever alternative and revisionist facts, and no one gets in trouble. Yeah, that's true when it really isn't.
Mm.
That's like saying to someone, the sky is purple. No, it isn't purple. It's actually blue.
I will say something about what you just said, though, in regards to the sky being purple, per se. Actually, I can say this for a fact, that I know a couple people who are well in their hundreds, and during their time, they actually would say that the sky was green because their eyes weren't as developed as ours are today. So, the color blue to them was almost non-existent just until recently, which is why so many older people nowadays are colorblind to the color blue. So there's actually a fun fact for you there, right there.
Right.
So you learned something on this show.
That's a cool fun fact.
It's entertainment.
You can't exactly just say if something is meant to be one thing, don't just say or do the opposite when it deals with history and historical facts. If he's in Washington, wouldn't he have archives? Doesn't he have a plethora of frickin' archives at his disposal?
I think so.
And nonetheless, Tweety just said he should just put his hands down and back up onto a man. And being realistic, you should own up to your own shit and don't deviate and make a long-ass speech about the way it looks. An ass is all that is. You look more than an ass than what you really are at that moment in time.
Oh, politics.
It's almost like so. Politics is so.
Never a dull moment,
right,
is
now.
There?
Politics
no,
is
honestly,
one of the.
When it comes to politics nowadays, I just want to chill on Twitter all day. I want to have a huge bowl of popcorn and just follow a crap ton of these
yeah.
type of people we have in the White House and just read their tweets all day until like 5 in the morning or whenever time they stop.
Trump sends our tweets at odd hours of the night, so you get wait, when everyone's asleep, Trump feels that it's A-okay to do Twitter, where he has no one watching him saying half the shit that he says. Brilliant people in office.
Yeah.
That sounds like Trump. Anyway, so... I've been reading about this, the Ruderman Family Foundation is actually expanding the disability work beyond just, like, Jewish heritage and the Jewish world. They are now starting to put money into organizations that involve helping those with disabilities find jobs and whatnot. Like, that's what I'm reading about that, and I think that's – I want to hear your guys' thought on that. I think that's absolutely amazing.
Right.
I'm glad to see that. More millionaires and big companies are beginning to support these type of organizations. So I really want to hear your guys' thoughts about all this.
Allison personally has seen the Ruman Foundation and at work at Real Ability Film Festival, and they push not only how. They push Hollywood. They push so many big names to come out and just hold them accountable. And if they're putting their money, since they're putting their money where their mouth is, there's a bigger need.
It bears a bigger need. It bears a bigger need. And on top of that, it's a multi-million-dollar industry that's actually saying, how come we're not funding this? In the words of Peter Griffin
right.
from Family Guy. In the words of Peter Griffin, why are we not funding this?
Yeah.
Like it blows my mind. I mean, I would have loved to see this type of progress we're making now. I would have loved to see this like 10 years ago.
Exactly.
But especially with our current political standing with our president and whatnot, better late than never.
And also we have to look at this as if they're holding organizations accountable and saying, let's really start to drive beyond one community. One thing to make it out that everything is A-okay, when really there's so much work that still has to get done, and being oblivious does not help anyone or anyone's situation, and cutting funding is just wrong, and if those in office are willing to cut programs, they're not only going to be affecting people who are going to have other issues that actually have issues.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I totally get what you're saying right there.
It's just so many Yeah. And we're sorry about the technical difficulties. It's just been a crazy day and good old Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes
stuff just doesn't like to work.
Exactly. It happens to the best of us.
Yeah,
pretty much. I mean, so I don't see, now personally, I don't know much about the Ruderman Foundation or the Ruderman family. I've been trying to read up on it, so I guess they kind of start off as it looks like it kind of just started off as like a Jewry kind of type place, like Jewish only programs, stuff like that. Am I on the ball here, or am I off?
Oh yeah, it's crazy to just, I look at it as the Ruderman Foundation. They have done for just the Jewish community. I'm not 100% sure on what they have done, since they're now bringing on different means of getting out at accessibility and also pushing Hollywood. That's a huge deal. And also making it known throughout society, making it more of a societal norm for inclusion than being excluded.
Yeah, exactly.
And if...
I totally get what you're saying right there. I said it earlier. I wish we, like, this type of progress we're seeing now here in 2017, I wish that we saw in, 2007.
I would like to see it happen 20, 25 years ago as well.
Yeah, exactly. No, I totally get that. So let me see, what else do we really have going on here? I'm kind of reading up on the Ruderman stuff a little more here, so that's why I've kind of been in and out.
Yeah.
Let me see here.
Okay.
Wow, they donated $8 million last year.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a lot of money, and they're pushing for change, and the impact is needed.
It really
and
is.
They also were joined in. They also were involved with a MK talks in anti-Semitism within the United States, which is another great cause, especially when there's so many when people still want to bring up, still want to be so just come out still dealing with racism and discrimination, being a part of those activities too, or those groups, and the supporting groups that go against it, is as neat as the other, as them supporting people with disabilities. It goes hand in hand. If you want to make things go flow easier and make an impact, you then you're able to get so much you can make so much of an impact if people can be able to get more knowledge about something than being small-minded.
Yeah,
about
no, yep.
one certain group or another.
Yeah.
And
they do say knowledge is
so
power.
So we... Mm-hmm.
All right. So, I mean, I'm just super happy just overall in general that we're finally seeing more
yeah.
sponsoring. It's really amazing. Like,
yeah.
especially,
and,
you know, especially with the fact nowadays that we're now seeing it in TV and more predominantly in children's shows. You know, that's
oh, yeah.
one
just
thing I'm
like
yeah.
Sesame Street.
The biggest one of all.
And now
exactly.
they actually and now they just made an appearance of a new character that has
autism.
That has autism and yeah, and so many people and them also, and they, since they create a female character, it's not shown that women have autism in TV or in series. It's very much male-oriented versus female.
Yeah.
And there's such a need. And
mm-hmm.
when seeing, and seeing Julia, there's a positive comments and the negative comments and then the comments that you just go, what the hell? Like there's one comment that is still on the YouTube link that was doing anti-vax. And if someone is going to say, I understand everyone has that choice, but if no one knows or scientists and the world has no clue what actually causes autism, wouldn't you
nope.
not want to put your foot in your mouth and say,
exactly.
don't give your kids vaccines? Please don't. So then you want measles, so you want mumps, so you want everything under the sun.
Yep.
And then when you could see comments that are the more sympathetic portrayal and more...
Yep.
of a character versus being told and also being looked at as not cartoonish and not
exactly.
so and not as oh and just being looked at as Julia is like you're me
yep.
and then someone who was on the spectrum said that it was very sweet and touching, along with the fact that they actually showed what a meltdown and an anxiety attack looks like. Which,
yeah.
kudos to ABC, or not HBO, wow. HBO, which.
Yeah.
ABC has Speechless. what
fantastic show.
And then, yeah.
That's where we just plugged Speechless.
And also bringing something, and then being able to have the ability to finally get to understand a different point of view and get to see everyone's struggles. And having a character that is a puppet and having autism, it could also make
it's
a bigger
a step
impact
in the right direction.
On kids and make it more
yeah,
relatable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that and being the fact that you know, in regards to the kids and the puppets, I think just in natural with how they're presenting it, like they're not just going, oh hey, you know, that's Julia. She's autistic. She has a very hard time, you know,
talking
to people. She doesn't communicate well. It's not that. Like when I watched like the first couple like one, two shows they have out with her, and there's very slowly and very steadily like telling them things about what someone who's autistic, who's on the autism spectrum, ends up going through. Like, you know, in the first episode, you know, the human character, Alan, is like, you know, hey, this, you know, it's okay, you know, she's autistic, and it's okay that she likes it when people know that, but it just takes her a lot longer to, you know, get used to you, and she's going to be doing things a little differently than you would expect.
Yeah.
Like, they're not just going, she's autistic, whatever. They're slowly explaining
and
it
also,
in a way where it's going to slowly process into children's memory, and over time, it's just that it's just going to become like a more and more convenient knowledge that the children have.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So I'm liking how they're presenting it.
I also am thrilled about how they're actually made sure that those who are the puppeteer who is on the show has a connection to autism as well. And
which is
I believe her son has autism, so it hits close to home. So it's very authentic point of view. And also the person who created her worked with kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's even better that they know that they have knowledge of the subject.
Yeah, I'm glad they didn't just go in all guns blazing and like, yeah, let's just try to give this a shot. Let's go. Like, I'm liking that they actually put time and effort into, like, making it presentable for everybody to understand.
Not like an afterthought.
And that's what matters. I look at it and going, why should we, and those negative points of view that are out there about comparing and contrasting other characters and making comments about what Grover has, what Cookie Monster has, what Snuffleupagus has, shouldn't really be factored in to what Julia is. Every character is different. And if you're bringing into a fact that
and he loves trash.
And if they're making a character easy and more authentic for people to understand and bringing on a female character, it could also show that it's not just only boys who have autism, but girls.
Nope.
And also shows the difference of what bullying looks like. What could happen when you're seeing both, when you see characters that are men having autism versus women, and how different they are.
Yeah.
Also there are people trying to normalize and trying to bring up the whole anti-vax or an autism is caused by vaccines, which leads to the anti-vax comments, which is a bit
And that's going to open up a whole another set of worms. Another can of worms.
Yeah, good old anti-vax. Oh, I love those guys. Those guys are like Trump almost. They're just so funny to listen to.
They end up sounding just as bad, if not worse, than politicians, or just equally to politicians, with how fucked up they are. And also trying to make it so squeaky clean and going, yes, anti-vax all the way. And then there's the positive comments that are saying, why wasn't she around when we were kids? And seeing an impact not only with kids, but with also with the fact that there are kids and adults that have it that are so not focused on either.
Yep.
It's a bit crazy.
It really is crazy to think about. So when I was, I'm totally going off subject here, but this is just something that kind of popped in mind earlier.
Okay.
It's kind of scaring me a bit, actually, because if you listen to Big Bird talk over the years, his voice is like slowly turning into Donald Trump's a bit, and it's kind of scary. And if you're wondering what I mean by that, here's the thing. When you're watching the news and you hear our alternative Tangerine talking on the big screen, and next thing you know, you're watching the Big Bird. No, so here's the thing. You know, Donald Trump, you know, he kind of talks like this. He likes China. He likes the big walls,
right.
Okay? He's never wrong. Okay.
Holy crap.
Big Bird talks about like that, too.
But, you know, Big Bird's voice is a little bit higher. He just really wants to become friends with Julia. He wants a high five, but he just can't get it, okay?
And it's scary. If you right now...
If you listen to
Big Bird at this moment, it's actually kind of terrifying.
Now I hear it scares the...
I can see the comparison. It does sound freaky. It does sound freaky when you're thinking about it and going, Big Bird, Trump.
Does Donald Trump watch
help
this on a daily basis?
Oh my!
It doesn't sound. And also there was one comment that was made about how it focused on sensory overload and panic attacks, which the person that was said on the YouTube link, they said that it made them cry, and she watched it both times and was grateful. Here she was grateful that the segment actually made that. Not only Sesame Street and the creators create the character, but it was also made public to watch, which
is
very cool. And also, since it's not only on HBO, which HBO is more flexible with what scenes they have, I question and also Tweety questions. If they would
end up taking an
overload scene and showing the authenticness of the show away.
I feel that they should keep that in there.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
With the sensory overload. I mean, I'm not one... actually on the autism spectrum, but I was actually diagnosed with severe anxiety, and I do know what that's like when there's just way too many things going on at once, and you know, with sounds and, you know, with I can't say with smell, but like sound, sight, specifically for me it's sound, and just the type of space I'm in. And I think that, and I've had my few share of panic attacks because of it, and I feel that it is really, in order for children to understand what's actually happening here and why, you know, when you're around someone who kind of is on the autism spectrum, just to make sure that you're using a quiet, relaxing voice, because you don't want to end up putting them in that situation. And once children see that as scary as it might end up being, I feel that it's an extremely important lesson for them to learn. Even for adults that watch it that aren't very well, what's the word I'm looking for? Well, knowledged in the autism spectrum area. I feel that it's just in general really important that everybody should know, and I really think they should keep it in there because of that.
Oh, yeah. And if you take it out...
Yeah, sometimes there are like two or three different things happen. Two or three different things happen. your brain starts to go.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, totally. It turns into mush.
Yeah.
It turns into mush. Yes. Like what was they doing again?
And just it's a bit. Yeah.
Yep. No.
And,
nope. I get that.
And. It's crazy that it's just the it's crazy when we're realizing that so much more has to be done and ignoring it or not focusing on it and not having any series until now create a character with this with creating any characters with focusing on differences, no matter disability or not, it only will make things better.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, all it's
and
going to do is just
so
give
acceptance.
People a better understanding. So, other than that, any other news that we know about? So, let's see. What did we talk about today so far? We talked about United. We talked about Spicer.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of covered the angle of
mm-hmm.
the Ruderman Foundation. And we're currently talking about Sesame Street, Debbie and Julia. Anything else out there that comes to mind? Anything in that area at all?
I know that she was in the books, but that
yeah, I was like back in
pretty
what?
Much
14, 15.
Wait, Sesame Street was wait, those are books at first.
Yeah, it's too, I think she was on digital a couple years
oh,
before.
Oh, yeah.
She's just now making her way into the main show.
Yeah. Hmm. I did not know that WWE actually had, like, books. Well, I mean, well, let me rephrase that. I knew they had books, but I mean, like, I wasn't aware that they, like, they're super common. Like, they put a lot of them out, especially, you know, yeah. I always thought it was just a big, giant TV show. I never really watched Sesame Street all that much, so.
Oh, they got a theme park, too.
I watched it as a kid, so.
Huh. Well, I mean, I watched it as a kid, but I wasn't aware that it was, like, a super big book thing as well. Because, like, you just brought up that Julia was originally in the book, and I was like, okay, well, I didn't know that they put books out before the shows. Yeah. I was not aware of that. All right, so.
I knew the books.
I'm curious to know. I'm curious to know. Who's up for some fun facts?
No, I'm good.
Did you guys know that banging your head against the wall burns 150 calories an hour? If you bang your head on a wall for an hour,
wow.
It's 150 calories.
Yeah, you'll burn 150 calories and get a concussion at the same time. Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Right. Yeah.
Did you know that there is a fear of fun, and it's called kernophobia? Or kernophobia?
Wow.
Yeah,
kernophobia was the fear of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
No, not kernel.
Right.
Churro. Curo. C-H-E-R-O.
Kernophobia.
Did you guys know that here's what you do. If you ever get attacked by a kangaroo in Australia, you know what you do? You run
what?
Behind it and you lift its tail off the ground. It can't jump then.
Huh.
So, yeah, some fun facts. Did you guys know that movie trailers were actually shown You guys know that movie trailers were, they're called movie trailers because they are originally supposed to be shown after the movie.
Hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, wow.
They're called trailers.
They're trailing.
Yeah.
You're right. That's interesting.
Did you know that when it comes to having a heart attack, you're more willing to likely to have one on a Monday than any other day?
That makes sense.
Interesting.
You say Mondays is the most stressful day.
That makes sense.
Oh, here's a fun one. If you consistently fart for 6 years and 9 months, enough gas is produced to create the energy of an atomic bomb.
Oh. Wow.
So, in other words, human farts can create an atomic bomb.
Yeah.
That puts it into perspective, like it or not.
That puts a lot of stuff into perspective.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. You guys want more? I can go on all day with these.
Must be on the...
All right.
Oh, and apparently Trump is not... And apparently Trump is trying to say that the U.S. dollar is getting too strong. Wait a minute. What?
But
what? Okay,
if
really?
But if the U.S. dollar is becoming super strong, isn't that a good thing? Or no? I'm confused. I am very confused.
I guess we'll talk about... I guess we're going to definitely bring this up more. Bring up this topic after Easter. And we'll be off on Monday. So get a little bit of break. And then we could go into the whole conundrum of the U.S. dollar apparently getting too strong from the quote-unquote orange Oompa Loompa man in the nice big White House, or it should be the big house. Just saying. On that note, I think we should bid you a farewell until Wednesday the 19th when we're back from a little break.
All right, everybody. It was
until
a pleasure.
We meet again.
And we'll see you
yeah.
next time. Bye.
Bye. Yes.